Okay.
So you were in the last week and I said I was gonna be a few minutes late today. So that's why I was a few minutes. I told you, I gave you a heads up. On Wednesday, I told the people that I was a few minutes late tonight, and I was, and now I am here. So, I didn't know we were starting at all, so there we go.
I was supposed to take over and give you the time to get here late. And I just was asking him to do the warm-up and then you showed up.
Oh. Awesome.
Because otherwise, I can
go back out. That would be totally fine, like that's.
I'm afraid you wouldn't come back.
Stay at the end right now, that would be probably a really good idea.
Don't let it go, you won't come back.
So, only you need on. Now, many of you were chiming in on that, really chiming. Guys, I need a rehearsal. See, it says, as a reminder, the time will certainly submit is next Friday, March 23rd. I did put this in there. Our performance notice will be sent to you soon. The repertoire for this event is below. Please bring this rep and our May 5th concert rep on Monday. Okay, but you have words, right?
We have a lot of words, but they're all from different, you can actually look at the late history of the words.
Okay, so Bobby,
from Mike Gilbert to.
So come up, George.
No, but none of them are good anymore.
Well, I know, so, because this was the.
If Rudy gets anywhere.
Boy, I'm gonna stay happy. Okay, this was the suggestion for Friday, since I'm not gonna be there. We had to pick pieces that were like, you know, doable for that setting. It's not like usually on a stage.
Right?
So, right.
But
Yeah.
So this land is your land will be if we get through Union Made and we get through all the Union on and Rock and Solidarity, and then they ask for another one after that, or
Encore?
Right, you said that this land is your land if they wanted an extra one. Get there, or after Union, then Rock and Solidarity. Well, let's look at this later just to make sure that I think personally I think that if it is added it shouldn't be as long as usual. So I would say that to do the first verse and chorus, and then I would go right into the new verse. Does everybody understand? Because if this is going to be used as an extra song, I don't think just because it's an extra song, we should sing like 1,000 verses. So I think just to make a decision here, we should do the chorus, verse one, chorus, and then the new verse. Okay. And then you'll go into the key change, and then we'll go into the chorus and do the coda. Does that make sense, everybody? I think that's a good plan. Can we do it?
Yeah.
Because then it's not too long. I don't like overstaying my welcome. Okay, ready? And.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
There's no age. Like, you think, well, maybe this age will be the one. No. All the problem spots that I you know, deal with on a daily basis in choral music happen in all ages. It's not even think it's me.
Do they march well?
I don't know. I'm going to try that. Well, that's gonna try marching. Okay, Union Bay. I'm going to focus now. I'm ready. Here we go.
Forever.
hasn't worked out with the block. Okay, all right, so that is Friday's stuff. Okay, roll the union on, union made, rock in solidarity or solidarity forever, okay? And this land is your land if they want another one, which I'm sure will be communicated with Barbara when she arrives, and that will be chorus, verse one chorus, new verse, chorus, key change coda. Got it, everybody?
Did you decide to do roll the union on first? Is that what you decided?
I
thought union made might be the, you know, because of the, what do you think? Union made first and then roll the union on? Walk on with that. Okay, that makes sense. And then we'll just, we won't start the verse until we get to the
Okay.
Thank you all.
Surprise. Yes. The other thing is many of you, thank you for emailing me saying you're interested in auditioning for solo. So that, those will happen on March 26th. Okay. And we'll probably, the way we'll do it is that we said later, we'll probably do them from 8 to 8:30, okay, because I don't really want to take out rehearsal time. So if you're one of those people who email me, and if you still want to email me, by all means do so, that will be next Monday. So we're talking new Revere verses, the opening of Make Them Hear You. Glory is a wrap. Lincoln's gonna let me hear the wrap of that, right, Lincoln? Yep. And then I've asked Gwen to be the solo.
I wanted to, but it's okay.
So Gwen's already cool. So let's move on to Imagine. We haven't done this in a while.
Next to you.
Yes.
You know all the songs. Okay, you sit here.
Okay, is everybody ready? Because there's a lot of fidgeting going on. Just wait until... Okay, so remember from last week, those of you who were here, which I thought was a very beneficial rehearsal, because we just worked, you know, notes, you know, because I was at the piano, and so we were really, like, fine-tuning some pitches, and not just getting lost behind an accompaniment, right? Which can be easy to do, right? You can cheat easily sometimes when you're always rehearsing with a accompaniment. Sometimes when you have to rehearse a cappella or with just your pitch being played, it really, you find that center of the pitch to work a little bit. One thing I said to you guys, and I challenged you when we did the overview,